guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I want you to remember this phrase while we go through this news story. And then what? That's going to be the takeaway today is, and then what? And that'll make sense for you guys in a minute. I'm going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about what happens when you have it all. What happens? Because so many times guys say, I wish I were taller. I wish I had this. I wish I had more money. I wish I were popular. I wish I could sleep with beautiful women. I wish. And when, or if you were raised in a traditional family and you say, well, I was raised to believe that I'd have a long-term relationship and I would have kids and I would have a family. And now that's off the table for me. And I don't know what to do with my life. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the and what's. And maybe I've got a really long piece I'm putting together on stoicism. I've got to get that out here in one of these nights, but I want to make sure I'm a good energy and mind space to do a very, very long video. I'm going to be touching on that soon. But let's get into the and what. And there's a story I'm going to read here about Liz Hurley's, one of her boyfriends who was a millionaire and decided to kind of end himself. And I want you to understand that just wanting external things is not going to bring you happiness in life. So that means a relationship won't, money won't, items won't, things won't, people won't. So all of a sudden, you got to ask yourself, well, what's going to make me happy? We're going to get there. Okay, let's get recording. I got a couple of stories to go over first here. Liz Hurley pays tribute to her millionaire ex, Steve Bing, 55. The absent father of her son, Damien, 18, after he jumped and ended himself from the 27th floor LA apartment, reveals they had become friends again in the last year. Now, Steve Bing ended himself Monday by jumping from the 27th floor of his LA apartment amid a battle with deep sadness. Liz Hurley, who he dated from 2000 until 2002, and she had a son with him, said she is saddened beyond belief, calling him a sweet and kind man. They had become close again recently, and so on and so forth. But he was known for his scandalous private life, including fathering a son, Damien. And this is all going somewhere while I read this story, so bear with it. Let's see. He had Bing and Hurley were also invited to a bitter paternity fight. Let's see. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger said, it's so sad to hear of Steve Bing's passing. He was such a kind and generous friend and supported so many good causes. I will miss him very much. So here's the thing, right? As I read through this, and I'll leave the link if you want to read it, but no one really knows who this guy is. But what's the point? The point is that here's a guy that was born and given $600 million. He did philanthropy. He was a kind of a ladies' man. He partied it up. And here at 55, with a kid and reconnecting with Elizabeth Hurley, he decides to hurl himself off a building. And I want to talk about the members of the 27 Club. Jimi Hendrix. These are all people that died at 27. Most of them at their own hands. Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse. Other ones you could add to that, Chris Farley, John Belushi, all these really famous people ended themselves early. Depression, not being happy. So when you guys say, you know what, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I want to be happy. Money will not make you happy. Just ask all of these people. So let's take, for example, any of these on the 27 Club. Let's take this 55-year-old that just hurled himself off the edge of a building. Okay. Many of you say, you know what? I want to be rich. Okay. Will that make you happy? Yeah, pretty sure it'll make you happy. Okay. I give you all the money in the world. You now have more money than you can spend. What do? Well, I travel. I go everywhere I ever wanted to. Okay, and then what? I want to buy fancy cars, and I want to have a house in every continent that overlooks the oceans, beautiful. Okay, and then what? I want to bed beautiful women. Okay, and then what? I want to have kids. Okay, and then what? Well, I want to raise those kids and just be a family man. Okay, and then what? I don't know, maybe retire? Well, you're already retired. You have all the money in the world. You can do anything you want. What else do you want to do? go skiing in the winter, go here, go to the Swiss chalet, buy this, do this. Okay, and then what? And the end what's and then what's are what get you. Because eventually, you look at these young people, you look at this guy that just dove off a building, they have everything. They have the money. They have, you want a Ferrari, go buy one. Buy two, buy five. You've got plenty of money. You want to date beautiful women? Go be with Elizabeth Hurley or other bunnies. And I mean, look at Hugh Hefner. He had six women that were all in their 20s that he was dating at one time. And he was apparently physical with all of them. And then what? When you guys are looking for purpose in life, when you're looking for what you want to be happy, it is not getting the thing that makes you happy. It is not the destination. It's not crossing the finish line. Because, you know, I ran an ultra marathon and I was a couch potato. I met a girl. She trained me and helped me understand running and running ultra marathons and so on and so forth. I trained and I ran 45 miles in 24 hours. It's not much. 2 miles an hour is basically walking. It's not really that fast. But by the time you throw in the obstacles, because it was an obstacle course race, by the time you run and crawl through an obstacle and then you stop because you have to refuel and you get your drink and you stuff a couple Oreos in your face and then you get back out running again, it's really hard to run 45. It's hard to walk 45 miles in 24 hours. But when you've crossed that finish line, the amount of satisfaction, the amount of sense of accomplishment that I had, I've never felt anything like that in my life. When I went to Iceland, and I'm going to just give you a couple examples, so bear with me. When I went to Iceland and I spent time alone, and I'm going to talk more about this in my stoicism video, and I spent time alone where all I had was water, the food that I brought with me, and nature. No phone, no GPS, no nothing. Those were hard times. And when you finish those hard times, you feel like you accomplished something. All these people never had a hard time. They had an easy life. They had money. They had popularity. They had fame. They had women, or, you know, in the case of Amy Winehouse, I suppose men. They had women. They had, you know, popularity. They had everything they ever wanted, but they weren't happy. And most of them took illicit substances and ended themselves. The reason why this is important, because it's not about the end result. If you're just given $1 million, you don't appreciate $1 million. If you're given a fancy car, yes, I mean, especially if you're exceptionally poor or can't really afford one, you will appreciate that car, but not nearly as much as if you worked really hard for years to be able to buy it. So what's my takeaway for today? What are we really talking about here? Too many times guys say, if I just had a girlfriend, I'd be happy. Okay. Here's a girlfriend. Are you happy? Yep. But what happens after a little while when that becomes the new normal? Well, I want a girlfriend that'll do all X, Y, Z and these things, and I want kids, and I want a house. Okay, what happens when you have all that? The thing is, it's not what you have that makes you happy. It's what you want. It's what you desire. It's what you strive for, and it's what you work towards. And many times when guys give up on the striving for a girlfriend and striving for a family, striving for a wife, striving for the house on the hill, they start getting a feeling of, and now what? How am I going to become happy? How am I going to find meaning in life? How am I going to find a goal? How am I going to find what fulfills me? This is the hard part. This is where you have to find not only hobbies to fill your free time, but you have to challenge yourself. Robert Jordan talks a lot about this, Jordan Peterson talks a lot about this, about you have to have a goal. You have to have something that's meaningful in your life. Now, in a day, I am starting a fast and a diet, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds of fat. I want to have a six pack back again. That is my current challenge to myself. I'm almost done building my bus. I'm almost done with various other projects that I have. So I'm going to challenge myself with that. I'm also going to try to gain about 5 to 10 pounds of muscle again. Those are my current challenges. And I don't stop until I reach them. Now, what happens when I've reached them? Then you have to pick a new challenge. Now, you can do multiple challenges, multiple things that test you at the same time. How many of you can do 100 push-ups in a day, or 100 sit-ups. How many of you can run a mile? Now, these are just physical things, but you also can, what about teaching and learning a new language? Okay. And many guys will say, well, I don't have interest in any of that stuff. Well, what do you want to do? I want to sit and play video games. Okay. I used to play World of Warcraft since vanilla, since the day it came out. And at one time I quit. Why? Because every character I had was level 80. I had a Horde account and I had an Alliance account. Every tune was level 80 when they got to that point. And recently I went back and played again. And I got a couple characters back to level 120, Druid and a Hunter. And when I stopped and I said, okay, what have I accomplished here? I had fun. What have I accomplished here? Nothing. My life is really not better. No one's going to ever remember me for being the best Druid healer in a raid on a video game. But if I had taken the time that I put into that video game and built some muscle, or bettered my health, or made more money, or made more friends, or got another hobby, or learned another language, like Spanish is going to be mine because I want to travel to South America, I would be a better person. And then I could do something with that and build upon that. So my challenge to you guys that are really struggling with, what am I going to do with myself? I'm unhappy. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Where do I find happiness? Your happiness does not lie in the thing, in the accomplishment, in the whatever. Your happiness it directly comes from you chasing your dream. The chase is where it is. The chase, the excitement, the challenge, the pressure, the difficulty of getting that sense of accomplishment and reaching your goal, then what you're basically doing is you're working really hard. And at the very end, just at the very end is when you accomplish your goal. That's your treat. That's your win. That's your, I've done it. I feel great about myself. Yay. And the moment that's over, the moment that buzz, the moment that high starts to go away, you have to say, and this is not an option, you have to say to yourself, what's next? Rock climbing. I don't care what it is. Learn, become, get a download a chess program and play chess until you're a 1400 ranked player. And then let me know and I'll challenge you. And once you accomplish that, move on to something else and something else and something else. And the end result from this will be, number one, you will have confidence in yourself because you've done things. How do I do X? Figure it out. Do it. That's a challenge. And then you know how to do it. And then you do something else and you do something else and you do something else. And before you know it, within time, you will have so many life experiences. You will have so many things you've accomplished. You will have so much self-worth that you will be a good man. You will feel like you are worth something. You will feel like you've accomplished something. You will have a reason for living. You'll have a reason for life. You'll have a reason to be here. And the day that you do not have to have a goal, the day that you do not have to have a project that you're working on or self-improvement or something that drives you forward in life, the day that you don't have to do that is, there's one day in everybody's life, and that is the day you die. But until that point, you better have something that motivates you. You better have something that drives you. You better have something that pushes you. Because if you don't, your life will be hollow, it will be meaningless, it will be sad, and you will have regrets. And it doesn't matter if you're my age, if you're 70, or if you're 18. Life's about those challenges. That's where the happiness lies. It's not in the accomplishment. Otherwise, when you bought the video game or the TV or the phone or the iPad or whatever it is you desire, you want that thing so bad. You research online, you look at it, you figure it out. You're so excited to get it. What happens after you get it? You enjoy it. A week? 2 weeks? A month? And then what? It's the new normal. You don't think about it anymore. So for those of you that are missing something in your life, challenge yourself. I don't care what it is. Challenge yourself. And when you accomplish it, move on. Once you do that, once you get into this repetition and this pattern, You will find something to drive you forward. You will find something that makes you happy. You will find something that gives you dedication and gives you a push forward in life. And the more things and the wider focus of things that you learn, the smarter you are and the more accomplished and the more confident you are. So give that a shot, guys. I hope that makes some sense. I'd like to hear what you guys think about it. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and hit that notification button. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you're missing something in life and you need more, go get it. But once you accomplish it, move to something else.